This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi. We're talking about exercise equipment in workplaces. I remember years ago when I worked at FM 104, we were doing we had a charity.
Jesus,
what a fucking trigger warning, please.
You'll say at a different radio station.
When I worked with FM 104, we did a charity day raising money for Childline. And there was obviously like 70,000 different moving parts across the day. It was like an all team effort, etc. But one of the elements of it was that we had to cycle a certain amount while on air.
That's cool. Should remember we had to run 8 kilometres or something when we were on it. Remember for Swaptember for Ashley?
Yeah, I think.
Remember me and you were on the treadmill?
We had to do 20 kilometres.
We had to do 20 kilometres.
God, I didn't even have to talk about 104.
No, you didn't.
Sorry, on that.
Good to know what was more memorable, though.
Yeah,
I just remember on that particular morning, the bike was in the office and there was a big campaign among staff to be like, can we keep this bike? Because honestly, the 10 or 15 minutes when someone could just get up and like still be typing an email on their phone and just cycling away, so good for you.
Yeah.
Like you're just sitting there all day.
I wouldn't mind a standing desk in here, like and the ability to
I'd love
stand
to do the show.
We don't
stand.
Sit at
That's
our
what
desks.
I mean, stand,
oh,
yeah. In the studio, I mean.
Yeah, it gives you
cool.
a lot more energy on air as well.
I think it would as well. I'd love a boxing
bag.
Got a bag right there in the corner. Just every time Callum gives out to me, I just go over and
say, picture Callum's face on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, the treadmill, I'm sad we had to give that away because that was a great day. That was a great time we had that.
I wonder, if you had that go and like, if it was very, very silent and like, if we just like walked
like
on
cats.
Treadmills while we spoke, would there be a little pant?
Yeah, I'd say there would
maybe.
Be.
Like, would we be slightly out of breath?
I wonder, will the studio ever have the capability of us standing in it? I think that would be a totally different show.
Yeah, they're not going
to. But imagine
that.
If there was a bit coming up and you want to sit down and me and Dave want to stand, we'd be falling out all the time, the three of us.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I come here standing again.
Yeah, you know? That's actually true.
Anyway, we don't have it and we never will.
True.
Goodbye.
Bye. No.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, how are we? You're on
Good.
Spin. It's 3 minutes after seven. What's going on?
Good How are
morning.
We? Happy, what are we? Oh my God, we're middle of the week.
Already, and you've this only done one day, Dave.
I know, my life is great. My life is
you don't deserve to be here with us.
Although, do you know what?
In the trenches.
I'm not having the best today, right? I was walking to work today and I realised something. Something that disgusted me.
Oh no.
Disgusted me. Walking up Drury Street.
Yeah.
Into our building. And there was a famous bar right by Drury Street that closed down called PMAC.
There was, yes.
And it was a fantastic place.
It was.
It was such a buzz when you left work and there was people just out enjoying the vibes of PMAC's.
It was good.
I remember when I was in college looking at PMAC's and being like, I want to be like a cool working person who goes to PMAX
after I finish my
shift at 5 p.m.
It had that vibe
of like my friends work drinks.
And you became that person.
I did, but I finished at 11 o'clock in the morning.
But like out with everyone at 5 p.m. meeting my friend for a quick drink before I head home. Vibes.
Yeah, beautiful. And then they decided to close down.
Boo.
And they've gutted the place.
Yeah, we walk past it every day. It's getting...
And then there's a sign outside that says Pure Fit Out or something like that. Is it turning into a gym?
I think that might be the name of the construction
Damn
people
it.
Who are changing it up.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
We were walking up
this morning. I'm telling you, my whole stream of consciousness about the Pure Fit Out sign started exactly that. There's going to be a gym at the end of the street, not the same PMAX vibes. And then seeing all the construction workers, I was like, I think they're just advertising their construction company.
Why would they advertise a construction company though? I suppose.
Well, you know the way like
Pure Fit Out, Callum. Are they advertising the windows? Are they advertising the business that's coming in, or are they the construction company fitting out whatever it's going to be?
Pure Fit Out is a construction company. I've seen them before, and I originally thought it was like it said shoplifters, but no, it's shop fitters.
Yeah, just Google them. They're retail and commercial shop fitting.
It does sound like a
retail
gym.
And commercial.
Yeah,
I think I heard it was going to be.
Oh, what if it's Zara? Oh crap!
Oh God, help us!
I heard it was going to be a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Retail and commercial.
Yeah. I don't know.
From what I read, there was a new company to take over, so it's still going to be a bar/restaurant.
While we're at it and have this platform, I'm going to selfishly ask, does anyone know what's happening with Simon's Cafe?
What the hell is going on there in George's Arcade?
It closed ages ago, before Christmas.
That's been gutted as well.
Is that gutted as well?
Yeah, I had luck in there one day.
Famous, of course, for their epic Sambos. Got a Sambo not knowing it was my last one before we wrapped up for Christmas.
Terrible.
On the way home and opened it. It was bloody tuna.
Not
I didn't. It was an accident. I didn't know my last ever Simons was going to be a bloody tuna.
It's going to be a letdown.
Anyway.
Not good.
Are we all good? Anything else?
No, I'm fine. The rest of the vacant buildings, I'm unaware.
When's Zara opening up, by the way? Does anyone know that?
Oh, who knows?
It's 6 minutes after seven. Good morning.
Recharged.
Do you know what I just thought? You know the way Taylor Swift's known for writing brilliant music and has to be said about her exes, and that song being Fortnite. Like, you think, okay, if this is about Matty Healy and they did only spend a fortnight together, literally no one is safe.
Yeah.
The amount of content from that fortnight they spent together.
To be fair, if we spent 2 weeks with Matty Healy, I think that would be a lot of content.
Oh yeah. We would ply that for years.
Yeah, well, that's fair too. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
So Melissa McCarthy, I want to talk about her. You might know her as being one of the funniest actors ever. She was in Bridesmaids, she was in Tammy, she was in Spy, Ghostbusters, and stuff like that. You might have heard this story on the news with Emily there about 15 minutes ago. But if you didn't, she posted an Instagram picture over the weekend, right? Her walking down the street with some guy who's in like the movie world. The movie industry.
Are they together?
No, she has a husband. It's not her husband. It's just someone who's...
She would just happen to be in the same...
A colleague,
yes,
if you will.
Nice.
But obviously, being Melissa McCarthy, she has a lot of people who are famous that follow her and are friends with her and things like that. Barbara Streisand, who's obviously, you know, a very famous singer. And
Don't Rain on My Parade.
Exactly, yeah. Well, she's known for being pretty close to Melissa. And she commented on the photo.
Sorry, I just actually... My skin crawls that's the reference... To Barbara Streisand that Emma gives is that duck sauce song.
What's the duck sauce one?
Barbara Streisand.
To be honest, Emma, I'm totally with you.
Thank you very much.
I'm totally with you.
Thank you very much.
My jazz hands are withering.
I think, is she also in Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers?
I don't think she is.
Is that not her? Is she not the mother?
I know nothing
she's
about
not
Barbara
the mother.
Back to your story.
So Barbara Streisand, she's this kind of little known celebrity, I think. She's like maybe D-list.
For some reason, wrote a song about her. I don't really know why.
Anyway, her and Melissa are very close anyway.
Gotcha.
And she commented, Barbara Streisand commented on Melissa McCarthy's photo and said, did you take Ozempic?
Oh, right? Dear.
Now, if you don't know, Ozempic is a drug that makes you lose weight, and it's kind of rampant in Hollywood at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't really know how it works, but it makes you lose weight fast, and like a lot of celebrities are on it. And
there's an issue with it, I think, because a lot of people who need it for like diabetes.
Yeah, I think it's dodgy doctors that give it to you for weight loss.
Yeah, it's for diabetes.
And now people who genuinely need it, there's like a shortage of it because so many people are using it for weight. It's like a new kind of fad, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's the new Hollywood thing. But anyway, this sent all the internet into a frenzy because it's like, one, why would you say that on someone's Instagram post? Are you taking Ozempic
publicly?
None of your business, first of all.
Yeah.
And it's like publicly put it on is a little bit rude. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would think so. Anyway, Barbara quickly deleted the comment, and Melissa McCarthy then deleted the post. As well. Then Barbara put up on her own story, oh my God, I went on Instagram to see photos we'd posted of the beautiful flowers I received for my birthday. Below them was a photo of my friend Melissa McCarthy, who I sang with on my Encore album. She looked fantastic. I just wanted to pay her a compliment. I forgot the world is reading. So completely forgot that people can see her public comments, right?
But also not really a compliment.
Not really. Like, it's kind of a Hollywood compliment.
It's like, whoa, you've lost so much weight. The way that's kind of not really a compliment.
Fair.
No.
It's kind of like backhanded.
All you have to say is, God, you look great.
You look great.
Yeah.
That'd be it. She didn't even say that, by the way. She said, give my regards to the guy on the street. Are you taking Ozempic? There was no, you look fantastic like that. Anyway, I saw loads of people talking about it. One of the first accounts I found that was talking about it was an account called Celebrity Comments, which kind of tracks celebrities and their Instagram posts and celebrities when they comment on those Instagram posts.
Funny.
So it's a bit kind of weird, but some celebs are genuinely quite funny. There was a post by Tom Holland, obviously Spider-Man, and he tagged, like, it was a photo of him and Zendaya and one of their mates who's also in Spider-Man, right? And he tagged Zendaya in the photo, but he tagged her kind of around his downstairs area. And she commented, Zendaya commented that, I'm assuming because you don't know how to work Instagram, that's the reasoning behind my name placement. And I kind of absolutely love that.
That's great.
This kind of, let's almost kind of a Goss.ie in America Instagram page posted a photo of Mark Zuckerberg that had been kind of altered. It basically sent that it was went viral on the internet.
When he had the beard,
when he had the beard, and he looked real righty. He looked
really well. Girl beard, Mark.
But yeah, so someone said, "Get it, Marky. This Photoshop photo of Mark Zuckerberg has got the girlie standing at attention." And Mark Zuckerberg commented, "Going, okay, who did this?" And then another one on the same post, Gwyneth Paltrow. He looks like my ex Hubs in this pic. He does look a little bit like Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. Funny. Chris Martin is a ride.
Yeah, there you
go. That's so funny the way she says it like that, and everybody just knows.
This Instagram post, this Instagram page, it was like they basically follow Selena Gomez all the time. And they said, according to a few tabloids, Selena Gomez and John Kennedy Schlossberg had an affair from 2020 to 2021. The grandson of the US President John Kennedy promised her the White House and she fell for it. And she commented, I never met this human. I love it so much.
It's very good.
So it's a good page.
Toronto duck sauce there. Barbara Streisand.
How about Don't Rain on My Parade?
Michael Marcacci now and Scared to Start here on Spin. Just wearing
an old dress. Okay. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ed Sheeran's Eyes Closed on Spin. I am so delighted to just celebrate the fact that today is the 1st of May.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
It's been a long time coming. Happy May.
Happy NSYNC Day. It's gonna be May.
Oh yeah. Wait till you see that in loads of radio stations.
The meme.
Instagram later today. It's kind of one of those festivals or celebrations that I think have been slept on for a while, and I think we need to bring it back because May Day has been celebrated for thousands of years. This goes back to like significant dates in like prehistoric and early historic Ireland. It used to be a really big festival.
Really?
And like it's not happening. Where's the crack today?
With a potential bank holiday maybe?
Well, that's next weekend.
Well, there is a bank holiday this weekend.
I wouldn't mind one again this week.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of is the one.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it is the one.
Okay.
Obviously, I just mean today, like, where's
Ash is against bank holidays.
Yeah, she's not into it at all.
She just loves working.
I hate bank holidays.
Loves capitalism.
Waste of valuable time.
Get to work.
Where's the dancing at Luna's, you know, dancing around the poles with all the ribbons and putting flowers in your hair vibes? It has particular significance here in Ireland, particularly if what it symbolised for religious connections, obviously, way back when, and the customs and traditions that became really associated with this time of year. Big for the farmers as well.
Yeah.
So the May pole that I mentioned, dancing at Luna's vibes.
Yeah.
The May bush.
Oh, not familiar.
Butter stealing and new beginnings. And obviously the I haven't said the word Bealtaine in years.
Bealtaine.
Bealtaine festival. Representing fertility and summer. What does Bealtaine mean, Dave?
That's why I looked at Aisling confused.
You do know Bealtaine.
Is it flowers?
No, it's May.
Oh. It means May, Oscuelga.
Oh, now you're thinking of...
There's a bit of an English influence with the Maypoles, though. Boo!
Oh.
You know, the large towns like Kilkenny, Kildare and Longford, festivals were staged to welcome in the summer. Do you know what I'm talking about with these poles, or am I imagining this in my head?
Is it a big pole?
There's a big pole in the ground. They're all real decorated
stuff
beautifully.
Around, honest,
and then you'd be dancing around with, in a non-weird way, with the ribbons and
Yeah, we would do this in primary school in the UK. We'd have a maypole on May Day, and you'd have like, I think in the UK they're called Morris dancers, and the ones with the funny hats and the bells on the wrist. And you literally just take a piece of ribbon from the pole and just skip around the pole, and that's.
I feel like I've just woke up from a coma. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I was on a stage performance of Dancing at Luna's when I was a child, and I danced around the pole. Anyway,
it's big like a flagpole.
Kind of, just a pole.
It's just a big metal pole. A metal stick in the ground and with colourful ribbons on it.
It was metal back in the day.
Yeah.
And you'd dance around
it. Pole, I imagine. And dance
I think you can do whatever you want.
And you dance around it.
You dance around the pole, yeah.
In school.
Yeah.
Well, no, back in the... Talk about the pagan times.
Okay, I thought you did like, this.
No, well, I did it on stage.
Oh, okay, I'm with you now.
Yeah. Okay. May Day. There's lots of random things going on with May Day. It's also associated with butter stealing.
Okay.
All those who visited the house or any house at this time were encouraged to take a dash of butter, and they usually accompany this with a prayer such as God bless the work, and then they used to sprinkle holy water on the animals and all the rest. A lot of fertility, a lot of growth. Again, very farmer orientated. But there is one in particular that was slept on, and that is the crowning of the May Queen. Now, I'm just saying that I do enjoy the month of May because it's my birthday month and I quite enjoy...
Crap, we should get her something.
I quite enjoy May. I say that I'm a summer baby, even though some people say that May is springtime. I hugely disagree.
Yeah, it's summer.
What the kids used to do as well on the eve before May Day, so in the olden times last night, was go around and pick a load of flowers and then make a crown out of it for the May Queen.
Ah.
So, if there's no rejections... I would like to fulfill
object,
that role.
No.
And I would like to welcome you this morning on Fully Charged to my official coronation. No objection.
I've got a sheet of paper here and I will roll it up and you can slot it across your forehead like a creme.
Will I would really enjoy that. Thank you so much,
there
you Ashley.
There's your crown. It's a paid, a rolled up.
I am an Olin. Will be
your queen.
She looks ridiculous.
For the month of May. And I have a speech prepared and everything.
Oh, oh God.
My royal subjects of May.
Oh, crap.
As your newly crowned queen, I promise to reign with sunshine and optimism.
Nice.
As we look forward to, hopefully, some outdoor activities in the sunshine this summer. Mm-hmm. As a mark of celebration, over the next 31 days, I vow to wear white jeans at least 3 times. Just to encourage other people to jump on board. Leave my winter coat at home at least once.
Yes.
And clean my barbecue with huge determination and hope.
Here, here.
I thank you for honouring me with this role. Repeat after me, please. We may trust in you. We may trust in you. All together now, please.
We may trust in you.
Callum.
We may trust in you.
Brilliant.
Cool. Do you feel good?
I do feel
I like the way she just took the crown.
Yeah, there was no elections.
Really like there was no debate. It was just, no. She's taken.
I saw the olden times.
I
like,
had no rejection. Here's new era.
Still object. Heavily.
Spin. Recharged. It's Noah Kahan and Six Season here on Spin. It's 20 to 8. Good morning.
Morning. I feel like my life is kind of full of petty little small dilemmas at the moment.
Okay.
Another one landed on my lap yesterday afternoon. I'm going to ask for your advice on it here because I don't really know what to do. So I've got quite a weekend ahead. I'm off to Donegal on Friday after work.
Donegal.
To go to the Gaeltacht.
Oh, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I'm doing a mini Gaeltacht course.
I always forget you're 14. Going to get yeah. your first shift.
I'm just trying to relive those glory days.
Going off to the, what's it called, the Fela and the dancing around the fire
Cayley.
And everything. The Cayley.
So they there's this crowd up in Glencalmkill and they're doing they do Gaeltacht weekends for adults, and there's like a mixture, I think, of like people like us who would have grown up in Ireland and then people who like live here now but don't have any Irish.
Right.
And it's
Sorry,
meant to be really good
like
crack.
My dream weekend. Am I coming?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you the review, Emma.
Oh, but I can't come.
Not on no. this one.
Oh, okay.
It is sold out, I'm afraid.
That's okay.
We're staying in a B&B.
Lucky for you.
That is not the dilemma I thought I was going to be dealing with today.
So mean.
Love you to come. But we're staying in a B&B, so it's kind of like we've got a ban on tea or whatever. And
you've got a ban on tea as well.
Kind of. Well, we're staying in a B&B, so I'm going to be kind of going to say hello, ban on tea.
Oh, that's so fun. Can I ask both of you really quick, did you ever do Gaeltacht?
No, I did once,
I
really,
never
one
did.
Of my biggest regrets. Wish I did it.
Oh, it was very fun.
It would have been so much fun, yeah.
I'm really excited. And obviously because it's the Gaeltacht, it's like out in the shticks in the middle of nowhere. So I had to rent a car because I don't have a car in Dublin. I'm like on my mom's insurance, but I was like, I'm not going to get in the car from Kildare. So 4-hour drive to Donegal in the rental car. And then yesterday, I'm very excited about the road trip and the music I'm going to play. I get an email from the Gaeltacht course and it starts... A Chorja in Maliaha Clia.
Okay, a friends
Dublin
in Dublin.
Friends, or friends in Dublin. Yeah, exactly. And then it says it in Irish, but then
go
there's
on,
a translation.
On.
No, I don't have the Irish. Two people taking part in our courses this weekend are in need of a lift from Dublin to Glencalmkill. If any of you happen to have a spare seat in your car and wouldn't mind some company on the road, we would greatly appreciate it and would be very happy to put you in touch.
Oh.
Now, I'm sorry. I love, first of all, the local aspect of this. Straight off the cuff, it's like... Macarda. Does anyone have a like? From
we're
the,
all friends,
like,
right?
Like, yeah. Imagine an electric picnic organizer being like, "Hi, everyone! Someone's stuck in Leitrim for a lift to the picnic."
I
know it's cool.
Send it out to everybody, right? Yeah. So I'm like panicking. They've got two options ahead of me here. Do I say yes and take on two strangers for a 4-hour car journey?
It's a long drive.
Or do I say nothing and potentially feel guilty for the next 3 days?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And just for context, who are you travelling with as it stands?
It's me and my boyfriend Alex.
So has Alex ever done a Gaeltacht experience?
Never. So he's quite
American.
Nervous right. about the whole thing
right.
and the whole big social that's going to be
gonna
as well.
He's going to get such a culture shock, isn't
I
he?
Know. Okay, so I would love to know, what would you do?
087
711 1038. Please help me out. What's the nice thing to do Take them or leave them. Just simply WhatsApp us over. Take them or leave them to 087-711-1038.
I wonder what people will say.
I don't know. I actually really don't know.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We have a mini dilemma this weekend. I'm off to Donegal. I'm doing a Gale Talked course. And we got an email yesterday afternoon from the organisers asking if anybody was travelling from Dublin to Glenconkill on Friday, could they potentially take two passengers who don't have a way to get there yet? I was saying that I don't have a car in Dublin, so I'm paying to rent a car, and it's me and my boyfriend Alex going up. And the dilemma is, do I take the stragglers or do I leave them?
And again, this is coming from like the Ban on Tea, this email, like, oh, our car there in Dublin, in Ballyarclia, can you help these people out?
And now I think there's probably 100 people going on the course, so there's probably a good few people in Dublin, so I can't like leave it off to somebody else.
Now the thing about it is, I think as well, sometimes when you're looking forward to the weekend, obviously this is a big trip for you and your boyfriend Alex, he's American, whatever, it kind of is one of those things that it's an unnecessary little pain in the pit of your stomach days out from travelling or something.
I kind of went, oh, now I feel bad if I don't.
I know.
But I'm after putting in all the work myself to get out there.
Yeah, I've rented a car.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Imagine you wanted to do your... Imagine you were in this position. Do you know what I mean? Imagine you didn't have a car. You couldn't drive. And you wanted to get up.
I know, Dave. You saying take them?
I'm saying of course take them.
Oh, I know. Listen, there could be good crack as well.
You asked a simple question, Ash. Take them or leave them? Mel was on.
Oh, my word. I would leave them. I know you feel guilty, but I would leave them. Could you imagine 4 hours in a car with strangers with one small talk, but two, I want to be able to burp when I want. I want to be able to eat snacks when I want.
Fact.
I'd like to be able to let wind when I want.
Yes. Woman after my own heart. I feel you.
I can kind of, but like, I don't understand. You just take breaks, you know what I mean? I also would like the small talk. I think they would make the 4 hours go by quicker. But like, what do you do? Oh, tell me about this. I'd be intrigued as to their lives.
I don't think there's a huge difference in picking up these strangers from Dublin and picking up a random hitchhiker.
Yeah.
To be honest. And my other point is, Aisling, me 5 years ago would have been absolutely disgusted about it, but I would have taken them.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, oh, what if I bump into them when I get there and they're really nice and they think I'm really mean because I didn't take them. Me now is like, nah, I couldn't be arsed. I don't know who you are, sorry.
I know. Part of it's like, you have to get braver. Crumbs in the back of the rental car on me.
I think you have to be like braver to be like, no, that doesn't actually
suit me. What if they do arrive at the very, very the destination and then they're like, so where are you from? And Ash's like, Dublin. And did you drive from Dublin? Yeah, I did, yeah.
Ah, look, I know. That's why I have to make my decision.
You have to say it with confidence. David, what are you saying? Take them or leave them?
Oh, you leave them and you feel guilty.
Do you think?
Oh, 100%. You have no idea who they are.
That's true. They could be... Do you know what we were thinking? They're probably Americans or something. They could be real annoying.
Your boyfriend's American.
I know. Imagine me and 3 Americans. Bad enough being with one. I was joking. I love Americans. So you wouldn't feel guilt, would you? Or would you just stew in the guilt and suck it up?
No, we'd make sure I drive by them and give them a beep and all before I went.
Oh, so you're kind of a psycho, David.
They could become my best friends, David.
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of... It's a big risk for a journey that long. It'd be a different story if it was up to Malahide or
That's the thing that
story.
I'm like, 4 hours.
It'd be different if you're only bringing them to the shop or something.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right,
okay.
David, thank you.
No problem with that.
Talk to you later.
Oh, that's kind of absolved me of a fair bit of guilt there now. And there's another message here. Leave them. As you said, you made the effort. People these days want it all handed to them. That's a boomer, if ever I heard.
That is a boomer. These millennials.
Yeah. This is it. Make a decision and stick to it, because we're grown-ups now. Are you taking them or are you leaving them?
Take them.
Leave them.
I gotta leave them.
Our girl is growing up.
And I'm not talking to a single person from Dublin.
What happened to humanity?
Anytime you hear a Dublin accent or an American accent, just
move away.
Fight. Swerve. Good morning, this is Spin, and you're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Morning.
Okay, we're at the 1st of May. I'm calling this summer.
Oh, yeah, it is definitely summer.
Yeah, but officially, it's just over a month to go until these big festivals kicking off. So that's summer.
Yeah, 100% it is, yeah. Do you know what's already given me a little bit of... Ooh,
Go on.
It's when we get this
air conditioning in here. It's freezing.
Yeah, it is very cold in here.
No, when they actually announced the stage times much closer to Electric Picnic time.
Yeah.
What if Sophie Ellis Bextor's on the same time as?
Oh, don't start. No, don't.
You know, as Kylie.
There'd be riots.
Do you know? I'm pretty sure Marty Guilfoyle is playing Electric Picnic, and he's part of his set is on at the same time as Calvin Harris.
Yeah, he's fuming.
He's not happy.
Oh, no. That's so annoying.
Yeah, you will be ripping.
Poor Marty.
Marty, of course, is here after 7 o'clock this evening. Okay, so we'd like to get you not just the EP. I think that's the one that we're all incredibly excited about in the back of that lineup last week. But we also want to get you to Longitude and to See Sessions. This is a 3-in-1 prize. It's super exciting. And if you'd like your chance to win these tickets, you and a friend heading off having the summer of dreams, 087 711 103 is our number. Drop us over the word golden now. That'll have you registered for your chance to win this morning.
Let's go!
Just coming up to 4 minutes after 8 this Wednesday morning, the 1st of May.
It's gonna be May. Thank God for that.
At least that's out of the way now. It's gonna be May.
What, me singing the song?
Yeah.
It's gonna be May. I'm gonna do it at least 3 more times before the end of the show.
My friend has been posting that meme every year for 11 years, but on the 30th of April. And tomorrow.
28th of April.
It's gonna be May. The 30th of April.
Is it 30 days in April?
Yeah, May.
30 days have September, April. Oh, there.
The first one.
Okay, very good. Today's a big day for me.
Go on.
Because I have a consultation later and very soon I could be a brace face.
Oh, my life is complicated.
Boyfriend, don't want to talk about it.
No way.
Yeah, it's been on my mind for such a long time. And
you never had braces before?
No. I was one of those stupid teenagers who started the process of braces. But my mouth is very tiny, as in like I have real chubby cheeks, but my actual teeth setup is quite narrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of like overlapping, especially.
I hate when you touch your teeth with your nails.
Sorry.
Yeah, I can actually hear that.
Sorry. And I started the process, so I was like, I had retainers to try and push them out, to create more space. And then that broke, and I just stopped wearing it, and here we are.
So you just had a retainer. That's all you had.
I had a retainer, as in like the early process of braces. Then I was like, oh, look how much of a good job that's done. I don't need like perfectly straight teeth. I'm happy enough. And then once the retainer broke that I was wearing then instead of the braces forever, I just never got it sorted when I was about 20. So I'm 30 now. So it's time. And it's all my fault. And back then my parents were like, get it done while you're in school. It's cheaper. Nah.
Did you have to pay for it yourself?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm stupid now, aren't I? Because now I'll be footing the bill myself.
And will you be getting like an Invisalign?
I don't know.
You won't be getting the proper
amount. Train tracks.
I'm going out to 3Dental today to see what the story is and see what they can do. Because I was thinking, I can't be affording braces. Then everyone was like, lads, everything has a payment plan.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Everything. So I could be very lispy on the show soon.
Oh God.
Scary, isn't it?
You can have a little bit of food stuck in
I see the Emma Says S quiz coming up.
No chewing gum for you.
Do you think braces would suit me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why
not? You do have a very small mouth. I've never noticed that about you.
It's incredibly small.
It's tiny, isn't it?
It's tiny. What the hell?
It goes far back, but it's not very wide. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it like when I smile, my teeth end very quickly, right? Like some people's teeth like fill their whole mouth when they smile. Whereas I smile and there's loads of gaps.
Yeah. That's mad. I never know. Just Google Emma Nolan on Google Images there and you'll see it.
People are picturing the weirdest looking girl. I'm like, Emma's actually gorgeous.
Thank you. Okay, the golden ticket is on the way.
2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Yes, and we would love to get you to 3 of the hottest music festivals in Ireland this summer. Tickets for See Sessions, we got them. Tickets for Longitude.
Nice.
We got them. Tickets for the sold out Electric Picnic with a lineup that includes Kylie Minogue.
Ooh.
Let me guess.
We got them.
We got them. And we want to give away this prize all in one. On to give this crack this morning is Kirsty. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just in work.
What do you do, Kirsty?
Already. It's in a logistics company.
In a logistics company. Okay, very good.
What the hell is a logistics company, Kirsty, when it's at home?
What do you do?
Just a courier company, like, for deliveries.
Ah. Right, okay.
Oh, logistics sounds sounds cooler than courier, doesn't it?
I would
also call it a logistics company.
Logistics.
And you can work from home, Kirsty?
Half a week, but today I'm in the office.
Oh, very nice, very good.
And come here, what are your shifts? So you start, you obviously start quite early then?
Yeah,
six.
Six, that is an early start. Yeah.
Are you a 12-hour shifter, or what's the story?
Just a half two.
Oh, that's not too bad. We're like us getting off.
Similar vibes.
Happy days.
Where are you in the office now? Is there people around you looking at you? Are you gone into the stairwell?
No, I'm just hiding in the room.
And Kirsty, when you're not doing logistics, what do you like to do? What are your hobbies? What do you do?
I just do brows and stuff.
You do brows?
Oh, you got a side hustle. Have you doing brows?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to say, the correct answer here is to say you love going to music festivals, you love gigs, you love your tunes. Yeah.
Right. You want to go
every
to ski sessions.
Yeah. Every festival this summer. Oh, there's, listen, perfect flair, guys.
Amazing, Kirsty.
Well, let's see if we can get you there. Kirsty, this is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs that you have to guess?
Five.
That's it, Kirsty. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Kirsty?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Finglas.
Lovely. Finglas West, Finglas East?
East.
Kirsty from Finglas East, best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We were strangers at the bar. They were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say...
Stop the clock. That's
nice
it.
Stuff. Well done. Okay. We burned about 5 seconds, 5.3 seconds on that.
You're
all right. So we'll have to speed it up a tinge, but that was Lewis Capaldi and Strangers. All right, we've got 4 songs to go and 19.7 seconds remaining.
You got this, Kirsty. You know your tunes. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
When you hold me, Miracle.
Yeah. Stop the clock, that's it.
Nice.
Oh, did you see him at longitude last
year?
You're all right. Did you see him at longitude last year, Kirsty?
Yeah.
Okay,
he was class. Yeah. Obviously playing EP as well this year. Miracle, Calvin Harris, and Ellie Goulding. And we have 14 seconds left, 3 songs to go, and a swap.
Let's do it, Kirsty. Let's go for song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Still a fan, even
No.
Kirsty,
no, you're stuck. All right, SZA, Kill Bill. These are tough. I'm really impressed. Okay, you've basically got the guts of 8 seconds here, and
four
we have,
seconds per song.
Yeah. 2 songs left. This is your last song that you can use the swap on. Okay, so if you need it, use it for sure.
Be all as right. quick as you can, go.
Here we go, Kirsty. Let's go for song 4. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Step clock.
Leave your keys if you're not coming home.
I'll be waiting,
Stop the clock. Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay, I don't want to get you too excited, Kirsty, because very sadly, there is only 1.7 seconds left. It doesn't mean it. Look, all hope isn't lost. That was Keen to Crow, I'll Be Waiting, and you did so well to get that. But we have gotten to song 5, I think, for the first time in this round of the game.
We have.
So impressive.
This is really exciting, Kirsty.
You are very good at knowing songs. I'm so impressed.
Yes, she is.
All right, Kirsty, let's see if we can get you this golden ticket. Song 5 on Emma, David, Aisling's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Stop the clock. Kirsty, what did you think?
Oh, you should knew it.
You know it, Kirsty, do you?
Yeah.
Khalid, better?
Khalid, you just said,
oh, my God.
I think if you had 3 seconds, you would have got it there, Kirsty.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate.
Kirsty, you're a fantastic player. Like, I wasn't expecting you to know 5 songs. That's incredibly impressive. Without one swap as well.
Keen to Crow, I'll Be Waiting. The confidence, the chill, the whole attitude towards it. As Aisling said, another second or two on the clock and that was gone.
Kirsty, and I'm not saying this is a diss, but you must have spin on all the time, do you?
Yeah, we always have it on in work.
Fair play to you, Kirsty.
I'm raging for you, Kirsty, but you played a stunner.
Well done, Kirsty. Hard luck and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for playing.
Try and get
have
on
a great
again,
day.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Cheers. See you, Kirsty. Bye.
Bye. Rage.
Can we just add a few more seconds on?
I know.
We make it a 30 second game.
And here come the messages. Give the prize to Kirsty.
No, I'm with them.
Unfortunately, the rules are the rules.
Yeah, she was good though.
She was a fantastic player. One of the best players we've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah, here we come now. Give the prize to her, lads. That's what can you do?
Ah, lads, now, the moment's passed.
We'll just
We're hardly going to ring her back up now.
If you want to get on and play tomorrow, you can see how doable it is. Golden in a WhatsApp. Get yourself to EP Longitude and see sessions on.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
In a very strange coincidence, I'm left kind of scratching my head as to what all of this means.
Ooh.
We're all aware of who Gavin James is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Irish singer-songwriter. You're in my head.
Oh, that's Gavin James.
Always,
yeah.
Always. Right?
Lovely red hair.
Really sound guy. Always very happy.
Always carrying a guitar.
Very tall.
You'd often see him walking around Dublin 1 with a guitar.
I saw him live. He supported Codaline in like 2013 maybe.
Very good live performer. Now, my friend was in touch with me last week and said one of Gavin James's team, who my friend knows quite well, they're pals, is having his birthday next weekend on a boat in Waterford.
Oh,
and my friend said to me, would you like to come with me? I have a plus one. I know you're in Waterford next weekend anyway. I said, a boat in the sunshine in Waterford with Gavin James's management? Fun.
Grant,
count me in.
Why not? She really is the it girl, isn't she, at this show? She's on a boat with Gavin James's manager in Waterford.
Yeah.
When do we get to that level, Aisling?
Never, Dave.
No?
No, never. Never. No.
Listen, so I can only presume, because I presume they're pally and this might be a big birthday for one of his team, that Gav will probably be there.
Okay, yeah, of course.
She's calling him Gav now.
Oh, yeah. Christ, will they? Again, we'll never get there.
Anyway, it just got me to thinking that this will not be the first, because, you know, if Gavin James is going to be on the boat, Gavin James will perform on the boat. It seems to be his thing, I'm learning.
Yes.
Because this will not be the first, not the second, but the third time I have seen Gavin James perform on a boat. And I just find it a bit weird. And I don't know what it means. Why do I only...
Say that again.
This is the third time I will have seen Gavin James perform on a boat.
And like when you say seen, you're not talking about like seeing a video of. You're saying you're on the boat with Gavin every time.
Every single
That's
time.
That's so weird.
I have never been on a boat with any of you in this room. And
never.
I've been on a boat and heard him perform. This will be the third time. The first time is when I worked in a different radio station. And one day we brought lots of people who listened to the radio station out on a boat around Dublin Bay for Gavin James to perform across the entire journey.
Okay. Right?
And that was fun. It was in 2019 and I enjoyed myself.
And
it
you
was
thought,
a lovely afternoon.
What a novelty.
Bay.
I'm on a boat with Gavin James.
I thought,
this will be the only time in my life this happens.
I thought, what a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat with Gavin James. Roll on 2 years later, and for some reason, I'm invited to get into a canoe.
A canoe.
And paddle down the Liffey to under O'Connell Bridge, where Gavin James was going to perform his new song. He's going to perform his new song in a canoe.
Why?
Are you in the same canoe as Gavin?
No, we all kind of gather holding each other's canoes under O'Connell Bridge as he attempts to perform under O'Connell
Did
Bridge.
Did he stand on the canoe?
No, he somehow managed to play the guitar while seated in said canoe, while others were like floating around trying to capture video and everything. And it was really cold and the Liffey was rotten and smelly, but it was nice.
But again, it was a boat.
It was again
and a
float
James.
And a Gavin James.
He just really loved boats.
He must be a big fan. And now this will be the third time.
Really love boats, eh?
And for now, this will be the third time. So I've got some theories. Maybe a very sad Gavin James-esque version of Rock the Boat is coming. And he's just been testing the waters literally with this for years.
Yeah, he's doing a Taylor Swift and he's like leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah, maybe this is like his version of the Taylor Swift Easter eggs or something.
Okay.
Maybe I'm only destined to ever listen to Gavin James music while on water and I'm not allowed to listen to anywhere else for it's a bad omen or something.
Have you ever seen him perform on land?
On land.
I actually don't think I've ever seen
She's
seen him three times.
Don't
both.
Ever.
No.
I have never seen Gavin James perform on land.
Don't ever
Only
go
on
to,
water.
to a land gig.
God knows what could happen.
I've never been to a gig on water before, ever. And you've gone to three Gavin James ones.
I can honestly say the only gig I've ever been to on water is Gavin James gigs in both. And finally, maybe Gavin performs his best while rocking from side to side. It's
maybe.
Something that gives him a good vibe. Or maybe he's really productive with his time and is trying to curb seasickness while singing. Two birds, one stone
Very
kind
good.
Of vibes,
Very good.
Vibes, you know? So I'll update you on the back of the weekend.
Do,
is that
please.
This weekend coming?
Yeah, Saturday. Oh, I'm on a boat with Gav again. Yeah.
He better be there.
If he's not, then this is so sad. I will update you on Monday.
Recharged.
This will be not the first, not the second, but the third time that I have not only been on a boat with Gavin James, but heard Gavin James perform.
Every time she says it, I find it so funny.
And I've never spent as much time on a boat with anyone else as I have with Gavin James.
I don't even think I've been in a car with you three times.
No.
You've been on a boat three times with Gavin James.
And he sings at me. And once was under O'Connell Bridge in a canoe. It's random. So I will update you accordingly, and we've been trying to figure out what the hell this means.
I feel a bit left out because, as we've mentioned, you know, we have barely even been in a car with you three times. We've definitely never been on a boat with Gavin James. Well, you're obviously well acquainted with the man now. This is going to be your third nautical adventure. if you wouldn't mind, would you be able to chat to Gavin at the weekend and try and secure a boat-based interview for us in the future?
Oh yeah,
in
so
Dublin.
We all do one.
I just want us to experience being on a boat with Gavin James.
At least once in my life.
It's clearly unreal.
It keeps happening.
Yeah.
So I'll say to Gavin, because I only ever meet you on boats, if you ever want to do an interview for a show with myself and David Attenborough,
it has to be on
the Liffey.
In fact, can we do one? It's coming into summer now. It's the perfect time.
Perfect. I'll
and
get
he
that
can
sorted.
Play whatever song he wants.
No.
Brilliant.
No problem.
Gavin ahoy.
Producer Colin paddling up along beside us. Did you get the good on?
I'll be in the little dinghy with all the microphones. And that'll be the fourth time that Emma is on a boat with Gavin James.
We need to get to 10 in the next week.
I tell you what, people listening to this show are better at my job than I am. Someone has said that we should interview Gavin James on the Viking Splash.
Oh,
that's from Lisa. That would be unreal.
Because I also really want to do the Viking Splash. Those two birds, one
you can
stone.
Roar at people on the street and then go into Grand Canal. And then someone else has said you should call it Spin 103.8 Sea Sessions.
What is your name?
That's a Jessica.
Jessica, you smart girl.
I tell you what, I'm resigning. You just take it.
Yeah, perfect, Jessica. Do you want a job? So, you know, I was in Amsterdam over the weekend.
Yes.
And I did everything that Amsterdam had to... Well, not everything, but I enjoyed Amsterdam. Relax for a second.
Calm down.
Relax for a second. But I did have a good time in Amsterdam. It was really, really good fun. And there was a moment in time where things got a little bit morbid, though. Because I asked a question that, when I first initially asked it to my friends, they were like, oh, God's sake, David. And then they got really into it.
Okay,
that's the kind of questions I like.
But was it one of those situations where, based on what you were enjoying in Amsterdam, the conversations were just kind of here, there, and everywhere?
A little
and
bit
then
wild, yeah.
Then people got really, really into it.
A little bit wild is right. So I had this idea, right, that it's something that should happen to you when you die. Okay, I know it's a bit morbid, but I promise you, you'll find it interesting. Okay, so this is my bit of advice. I don't know whoever's up there. I don't know who's in charge of stuff like this, but maybe it's God. I don't know. But I have an idea.
Right.
You should get stats after you die. Right? So I want to be, like, basically brought into a room after you die and be like, right, what do you want to know? Right? And I can ask anything. So when you die, you should be able to find out all the info that's totally useless, but still quite interesting. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So what we want to know this morning is, what would you want to know after you die? 087-711-1038. Let us know. So I want to know how many times I've gone to the bathroom. Just in general. Do you know what I mean? I think that'd be quite interesting to find out.
Yeah.
This is why, I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but we were wondering, would you fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool with the amount of pee that you've peed in your
lifetime?
Apparently not.
Really?
Yeah, like, not at all. Not even, like, hardly.
I wonder what about, like, a pool in Marbella or something?
Yeah, maybe something like that. But that is what I was curious about mainly. And so then everyone else was like, oh, do you know what I'd like to know? I'd like to know, you know, every time someone's walked past me and they thought I was good looking. And I was like, no, that's an interesting
one. That's a good one.
You know what I mean? I'd love to know how much money I spent versus how much I earned. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, as a kid and stuff, you get money from your parents, you get money from your granny.
Communion
like
money?
That. Communion money, your confo money, things like that. I want to know, what's the closest I ever was to, like, Ariana Grande or something? Do you know what I mean? I want to know, like, was I just around the corner from her?
I thought you were going to say to death, because sometimes I think of that word.
There's another great question. What's the closest I was?
Come?
And I had no idea that I was going to die. How many times I opened the fridge and closed it immediately? Because I do that a hell of a lot of times. Just for something to do, honestly.
Yeah. What do you think your stat would be for that? Like, off the top of your head, I'm numbers in me are like poof. But
probably about 40,000, I don't know.
Really?
That's just
And it would be fun if you could compare stats with people you know, so you could be like, how many times did I do the the door thing with the fridge. All right, check Emma Nolan there.
Yeah.
That'd
be interesting. Yeah. But I wonder, could you check if it's your decision what you want to look up?
Hey, this is all fake. So anything is possible.
Anything is possible. So what we want to know this morning is, what would you want to know after you die? I know it's morbid, but you know well it's interesting. 087-711-1038. Let us know.
Get your voice notes in on this.
Yeah,
actually.
Please.
I feel like I've been in Amsterdam. I'm so I'm in such a deep tunnel of thought about this right now. 087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please.
I have an idea about something that should happen when you die. You should get stats after you die. You should be able to find out all the information that's totally useless, but still quite interesting. And we want to know, what would you want to know after you die? 087-711-1038. Let us know. Something like how many times you went to the bathroom, how much times you walked past someone who thought you were good looking. Something like this.
Josh was on.
Just on the way to walk there, so they're getting off the M50, and I said, you know what? That's what I'd love to know. When are they going to get rid of that goddamn toll bridge? It's been paid for a million times over now.
Yeah, very interesting, Josh. I would say,
how many tolls you've paid? I don't think I would want to know that.
But like, you're not paying off the road, you're paying the company. That toll bridge will be there forever.
Yeah.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Josh, but that's there forever.
I hate that fact.
I know, it's not good
Maggie,
at all.
Maggie, what would you like to know?
So I want to know if my business studies teacher did actually undermark my mocks exam. And if she genuinely just hated me, because I know she did, but clearly you can never get a straight answer from a teacher. But I know I would rest much easier knowing that I was just right.
Like, you just want to go off to heaven and chill out knowing that you were wrong. You'll never let it go, right?
I did nothing on the woman. I did nothing on her. I was a good student, I think.
I can tell it's still haunting you. Girl, let it go.
Maybe she didn't like you.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, maybe she didn't like you because you keep grudges.
Well, I have been known for it, yes.
Listen, Maggie, Dave is not God, and hopefully he or she or whatever it is up there can answer that one for you sometime.
But our advice is, be free, my child.
See you, Maggie.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Kaylee was in touch as well.
I don't want to know how many times I've walked by a serial killer, or like, what's the closest I've been to a serial killer? Or something like them, some creepy.
Just like walk past them on the street, yeah.
I feel like it's always...
That shivers down your spine.
Yeah. It's always when you watch one of those awful shows, you know, about serial killers, something that you start thinking for days, like walking around all dodge. Is that person... Or is it you?
Yeah.
I always feel like if I found that out though, I'd be like, yeah, but why didn't he kill me? What was wrong with me? Why didn't he go
David,
after me?
That's a terrible
thing. You're probably the only person who would.
But you know what I mean? In terms of
that.
Like, you'd want to know.
I want something a lot more lighter, because I've been called out for it a bit lately. And I realise I sigh a lot even when I'm not fed up. It's just like something I do. I think it's just kind of boredom. I just kind of go.
You do that often.
I'm a big sire.
Okay.
And a lot of the time for absolutely no reason, just I think it's kind of fun. So I reckon I've probably sighed for, like, in total, maybe a few hours if you add it all together. Just a constant sigh.
Oh, you don't want to know how many times, you just want to know how long added them all together.
Would it be an interesting listen?
I have a couple that I think would be good. You mentioned there how many people walked past the street and thought you were good looking. I'd like to know how many people you knew secretly fancied you at some point in your life.
What do you mean?
Not be good. Like, how many people had secret crushes on you but never told you?
Oh, never told you.
Yeah, and then another one I'd like to know is, if I never cut my hair, how long would it be? And would it be long enough to make the story
Rapunzel.
Of Rapunzel plausible?
That's very good.
Isn't that good?
That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
And Calvin was on.
Dave, I'd love to know, how many floors have I gone up on a lift, and is it enough to take you to the moon?
It's so genius. That's so good.
10 out of 10.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
How are you? Lovely bright one out there. 4 minutes after 9.
What's up?
Feels good.
I did something yesterday that took me straight back to the depths of 2020.
Oh, no.
I had my first Zoom call.
Oh, wow.
I think it was my first Zoom call since, like, literally the quizzes I used to make with my friends during
Oh,
the
do you remember them?
Do you remember the quizzes?
What was that other app? It was like Party Time or something.
House Party. Yeah.
Ooh, that actually just gave me really bad pain in my stomach.
It was such a throwback. I ended up being late to get onto the Zoom, because Zoom has obviously done an update since, so it was making me, like, re-update the whole app.
Yeah.
And then, it was such a as soon as it happened, I went, ugh. After an hour, the Zoom just cut off and it was like, your free session has expired.
No.
And it reminded me, do you remember when you'd like...
You'd have to set up a new one.
Yeah, you'd have to set up a new one. And then like on the like fourth time that you've set it up,
yeah,
you'd go, oh God, this has been on for 4 hours.
I've been sitting here talking to these people for 4 hours.
Yeah, I actually saw a friend of mine posted like a time hop or whatever from 4 years ago. And the quiz that she was doing with her friends during COVID on Zoom was who... shifted this guy.
Oh, I love it.
And it was like questions about the guy and you had to guess which person in the on the Zoom had shifted them.
That's as in something local from school or something.
Yeah, yeah, like real throwback. Like I remember I did like a school based one as well. It was like all about the teachers that we had.
We did college ones as well.
Did
so
you?
It was like what happened in first year at this party or whatever.
Yeah.
What happened directly after this photo was taken or something like that.
Very
things
good.
Like that.
I remember stuff like, do you remember you'd be having a few drinks at home and then I remember one night my friend from like who lives in Lisbon text me at like honestly about 12:30. I just got into bed being like, Zoom question mark, and I'm like, hell yeah,
sure,
down the stairs back on the Zoom till 3 a.m.
anything for a bit of social.
Honestly, God, unbelievable,
such weird times.
Thanks for bringing us back to that moment.
I know, sorry guys, I just had to share. Problem shared, it's a problem halved.
Very true. Spins fully
charged, recharged. I will say I'm very wary of AI, but it comes in queer handy.
I haven't heard someone say queer handy.
Are you from Wexford?
I'm just using a figure of speech
I don't normally use. Queer handy.
For a bit of laugh on the show, we have spoken about AI a lot of times on this show since it kind of came out or came big. You can get it to do fun things such as sing things as different celebrities. Another rendition of Joe Biden singing Boy's a Liar, Please.
They say that I'm good enough, grabbing my da-da-da. Think about a dish that I shouldn't, so I tell him it's one of me, making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me, like that boy is a cap from Sandy Hook.
Yeah, classic.
Really relevant as well,
We cannot play that enough times in this show. It has been played a lot. But I want to introduce you to my latest obsession. It's a TikTok page called Globetrots, all right? So it's like a lot of TikToks. They post kind of like countdown videos, like the top 10, whatever, like random things such as like the top 10 biggest shopping centres in the UK, and they're all narrated by an AI voice, so it's not like an actual person doing the, narration.
Okay.
So the AI voice at the start of these videos was kind of boring, and it was something like this.
Here are the top 10 largest banks in the UK. Here are the top 10 biggest Sainsbury's stores in the UK.
Here are the top 5 cities in the UK with the most trees.
Here are the top 10 sexiest UK accents.
I really want to follow this page. I love
the first one is terrifying.
You
hear that. You hear that in some places. And you hear those AI voices. Do you know when you record a TikTok and you can put AI over it? That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
scary.
It's like an AI version of you. Yeah. But kind of, it was kind of boring. Not too exciting. Over the last few days, they've changed it up in a big way, and they've spiced up the AI voice by getting it not only to say the countdowns on the script, but to sing them. And it's absolutely amazing, okay? Here is the start of a TikTok called The Top 5 Most Dangerous Areas in the UK.
Top 5 Most Dangerous Areas in the UK. Number 5 is Leeds. No high rates of assault. And there's areas that are considered no-go.
This is like a song that Dave would choose for one more tune.
This is a banger. Send me this TikTok immediately. That's unreal.
If you thought that was good, wait till they get to number 3 on the list.
Number 3 is Birmingham.
Yeah, it is.
It has a reputation for all the nice debt crime, high assault rates.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I love it so much.
You should see them. I've been working, sitting beside this man for nearly 2 years, and I've never seen him as passionate about anything.
Dave's
I love
brain
it so
is
much.
Blowing up.
Like, that's honestly all the good vibes in my brain have just gone off. That is a banger.
I have all the good vibes.
They're called endorphins.
Yeah, that one.
It's gone off.
Do you know why chocolate gives you good vibes? Endorphins.
All right, I hope there's a few good vibes left in your brain because I'll give you
they're
one
gonna
more.
They're going to go off.
These are the biggest shopping centres in the UK.
Here are the top 5 biggest shopping centres in the UK. Number 5 is Bluewater in Kent. Features over 300 shops, a cinema, and leisure activities like trampoline parks.
Wow. And trampoline parks.
Oh my god. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is the best thing that's ever been
to TikTok. You can do this on TikTok.
I'm not sure how they're doing it. Are they maybe they're like putting them through an AI generator separately?
Be. Yeah, there's not a way of that you can put songs through the AI at the minute on TikTok.
But you can go onto this website and take the song and put it onto the video.
It's stunning. Some of them are like it's for me, the funniest thing is like the videos that it's describing. Like the first one was the top five dangerous places in the UK.
Yeah, and it's talking
about organised gang crime.
Yeah, the top five most dangerous. Yeah, it's awful.
Emma, play number three.
Play Birmingham again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Top five most dangerous areas in the UK.
Oh, it's so good.
Number five is Leeds, known for high rates of assault and it's areas that are considered no-go zones.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
No-go zones.
Thank you for this.
You know, amazing.
Thank you
AI
so much.
AI has come on so much. I remember years ago being fascinated to learn that you could change the voice that speaks to you on Google Maps. So I changed this Australian guy and I used to love listening to him. I used to call him Chad. I'd be like, thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad. He was so lovely.
That's unreal. Thank you so much for bringing that to me.
Globetrots on TikTok.
T-R-O-T-T-S.
T-R-O-T-S.
Lovely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you were with us yesterday on the show, we were talking about the things that have made you just burst out crying, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about the emotional scene in The Lion King when Mufasa passes away, RIP.
Oh, no, that's too depressing.
No. We're talking about the times that you just got kind of tipped.
Oh, we're going to be getting some complaints in for that now.
We're more so talking about the things that just kind of tipped you over the edge. You're having a bad day. Maybe if you're a lady, you might be a bit hormonal coming up to your period and you're walking into the kitchen and the sleeve of your dressing gown gets stuck in the hand of the door and you're just like, oh, why?
You know, for me, sometimes it's if I get a stain on a piece of clothing that I like and then I just go.
I've done that. Like, honestly, I have a hoodie that I've washed 4 times and wore 3 times. Like, I constantly get stuff on it.
That'll really tip me over the edge.
Sometimes
now,
if I hurt myself in a way that isn't sore, like as a grown woman, if I knock my head off something, I'd be like, ah, whoa.
Yeah.
Like almost childlike. And, like, it's not even sore, but I'm just annoyed that
you're
it happens.
Like, why?
That's me whenever I hit my funny bone right now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've cried in traffic once just because it was sad. I just wish I was
so
anywhere but here.
Stupid cries.
A lot of people were in touch on this. Laura, what is the silly thing that made you burst out crying?
So I was pregnant on my second child.
Right.
And I was watching Barney, you know, Barney the dinosaur.
I do know Barney.
And he just wouldn't get into the pool for the kids. And the kids were constantly, they were singing like, Barney's getting in the water. But he didn't want to get his belly button wet. And I was just like, oh my God, will he just get in the water? It was because he wouldn't do what the kids wanted him to do. He wouldn't get into the pool. And I was just devastated. I was like, you think he'd just get in? Like, he's upsetting the kids. I know it was just a show, but I was distraught over it.
Oh, lads, I don't want to be pregnant. Yeah, that sounds tough.
Imagine, why won't he just get
in? Swear to God. And my child was looking at me. She was nearly 4 and she was kind of going, what is wrong with you? And I was just like, he just won't get into the pool.
Oh, my God. That's
heartbreaking at the time. Like, that was, 18 years ago. It was heartbreaking. But I never forget it.
I love how you're still trying to convince us. No, it was really sad.
I'm mad. I am speechless, Laura. Like, that is just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard, and I love it.
If we ever want to encourage our younger listeners to, you know, to practice safe sex and stuff, it's like, you'll be crying during episodes of Barney.
Yeah, just watch Barney the Dinosaur. He'll definitely do with the best contraception ever.
Thank you, Pet.
See you, Laura.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. The silly things that have made you burst out crying. Romy was in touch on this as well.
Very emotional person in general.
Okay.
But there was this one morning and I was just having a bad day and my brother came in and it was just after making toast and I put butter on the toast and he came over and stuck his fingers in my toast and I actually just burst into tears. I didn't even want to eat the toast then. I just cried. I just put all this effort into making toast and he just stuck his fingers into my toast.
Sorry, first of all, she starts off by saying she's a very emotional person. It sounds like she's already crying. The second thing is, I went through all the effort of making toast. You put it in the toaster.
That's exactly the type of thing that just tips you over. Terry has got in touch on this yesterday as well. She said, on my first child, the husband left, she must have been pregnant obviously on her first child, my husband left a press open in the kitchen and when I asked, were you born in a barn? He quietly closed it, opened another one, one, smirked delight with himself and walked away. Well, the floodgates immediately opened. Sobbing, I asked, why would you do such a thing? You'd swear he murdered a puppy in front of me. Other notable times when I burst out crying is seeing people celebrate, watching contemporary dance. The list goes on. So funny.
God,
oh my
man,
God.
Pregnancy.
People are insane.
He just opened the door of a press.
Yeah, this was like, look at that now. And she, oh God.
Do you ever find some of the most emotional times in life are when you're very delicate after a night out or something and you're with your friend and you're like, and wasn't that just really nice when they brought out the cocktail sausages? It was just really enjoyable. Another pregnancy related one, I believe, Amanda, what's the silly thing that made you burst out crying?
Oh, I was in Super Value and I was like just due and had like, I smelled like a Super Value jam donut, you know, those really fresh ones.
Oh, yeah.
They had this amazing smell. And I just burst into tears, but I'm celiac and the last time I had one was like when I was a child and I just, my brain could not compute that I couldn't have a Super Value donut.
Sounds so mean that we're laughing at that, Amanda, but oh my God.
Oh, no.
I feel like so many people have been there before. It's
my
not
brain
nice.
Just could not compute I couldn't have a Super Value donut.
Is there any way you could have just gone for it? Or would you been in bits?
What my husband actually did was he got these like sweet buns that are made by a brand gluten-free, and he got like a strawberry jam. So he went home and heated it up to make sure that it was a little bit warm, and
what
he slathered it with the jam, and he put some cream in there as well to make me happy.
I love that. That is so good. That's a real one, Amanda. At least that should have been the thing that made you burst into tears.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you cry then, or you were like, thanks?
It should have been. No, I was so happy. I was elated. Sitting on the couch, eating my little makeshift one.
Oh, adorable, Amanda. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bye.
See ya.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, McCrae Greedy on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You know, I've never been to a rugby match in person.
Have you not?
Really?
No, and although I'd love the buzz of casino in Crow Park, like lots of people who want to get there this weekend, I'd feel like a fraud. I hate when people go to things that are sold out who aren't even big fans.
Ah,
do you know what I mean?
Like the All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
It's like
when people can't get tickets and you feel like a bit of a fraud being there.
I would now.
Oh, you've every right to go.
I'd love to go to an All-Ireland final or to the rugby or something, but I also feel like I shouldn't because I don't go to the other one.
Okay, how would you feel about this, Aisling?
I know what you're going to say.
Huh.
I got tickets to Beyonce, even though I do really like her, and you didn't.
I think that's my own mistake. That's my own fault.
I get tickets to Taylor Swift, hypothetically, and you don't.
Oh.
And you know I'm not a massive fan.
You'd be dead to me.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
But the rugby comes around a lot more than the gigs like that. I think you'd be well within your rights to get to this game now.
Well, fair enough, Ash, fair enough.
Don't ever go to a Man United match.
Can you imagine someday it's sold out? And I'm there at Old Trafford, like, woohoo!
Sorry, the fact she knew it was Old Trafford. Oh, Emma, well done.
Dave actually blushed when she said that.
Oh, good. Very good.
It's getting weird.
Very good.
We really want to give you a pair of tickets to Leinster Rugby versus Northampton Saints. Sold out game. It's happening in Croke Park this Saturday. It's semi-final. Big, big game.
Yeah, two giants of European rugby battle it out to progress to the final, which is going to take place in London. We got a pair of tickets to the semi-final at Croke Park to give away right now.
And tomorrow and Friday as well, if you miss out today. Lisa, how are you?
Good, good.
Would you love to get yourself to the rugby on Saturday? You would?
Yeah, I'd love that.
And are you normally the big rugby fan, or who is it that you'd like to bring, or et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, my son's big into the rugby.
Brilliant. Oh, is he? Fair play. Unreal.
You've got novelty to get to see it in Croke Park as well. Bit of crack.
Does he play rugby, Lisa?
Doesn't skill.
He doesn't skill. Right, what's his position?
I couldn't tell
don't
you.
Tell, okay. Don't be after things
scrum
like that.
He only started this year.
Okay, very good. Well, look, it's cool. It's on in Croke Park as well. We have a little quiz for you here. They're general knowledge questions. They're really, really easy. You'll have no issue with them. But just bear in mind that the first letter of every answer will spell out a word. So an extra little test for you that by the end of the five questions, you need to be able to spell out the word that we are... Yeah, you need to be able to spell out that word.
Yeah,
does that all sound
simple,
good?
Pretty simple, Lisa.
You'll be grand.
Yeah.
All right.
We have about an hour on the timer as well. So.
I'm on board in that.
Well, we'll see.
We have
60 you'll be all
seconds
right,
on the clock, which I think we need probably about 10. But anyway, here we go. Lisa, question one. What noise does a cow make?
A meow.
There you go. Buenos Aires is the capital of what South American country?
One.
Buenos Aires. Lionel Messi. What country?
Spain.
No.
South American. Blue and white stripes.
Argentina.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
What 2009 song did Beyonce and Lady Gaga work on?
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
No, the thing you're on right now.
Video call.
No, we're on. What are we on? What are we on? We're talking on the...
Another word for the landline.
Video phone.
No.
What's in your hand?
Telephone.
There you go.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, let's cheddar, brie and parmesan are all types of what?
Cheese.
Yeah, what animals complete in the Grand National?
Horse.
M-A-T-C-H, what's that spell?
M-A-T-C-H.
Match.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Lisa, I'm sweating.
By the skin of your teeth, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
I'm so stressed
now,
Lisa.
I'm so happy it wasn't a 15-second timer. Lisa, woo, by the skin of your teeth, you're going to the match on Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
Congratulations, Lisa. Are you buzzing?
You sound relaxed anyway.
Yeah,
you're all sweating.
No bother on you.
I'm purple on the phone.
Listen, Lisa, well done. Go on, talk to you soon. Have
Enjoy.
Fun.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, my favourite is Lisa. Same time tomorrow on the show, your chance to win a spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.